Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs released from 1960 through 1964. Well, coming up, a double twin spin from the Miracles. Then we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, R. Dean Taylor, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells together, Little Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, and Martha and the Vandellas once again. Well, coming up, a number two song from 1960. This song really put the Motown record label on the map, and the song is called Shop Around. Well, what's interesting about Shop Around, it was actually recorded and released earlier in 1960, but it was a slower version. Well, in early October 1960, Berry Gordy was thinking about Shop Around, and he called Smokey Robinson in the middle of the night, and he told Smokey to get down to the studio because he's going to call everyone in the group and come over and re-record Shop Around. Well, by 3 a.m., the Miracles and the musicians had assembled together, except the piano player, so Berry himself played the piano. Well, the new version of Shop Around, which was a faster tempo, swiftly replaced the previous version on the airwaves and in the record stores. Well, the Miracles and Motown had their first million-seller record and set the Motown record label on a direct course. Here are the Miracles with Smokey Robinson. Shop Around right here on Motown Memories.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a handout, keep your freedom for as long as you can. Shop around, oh yeah, you better shop around,
shop around.
There's some things that I want you to know. I guess it's sure and the wind's gonna blow now. The women come and the women gonna go now. Before you tell them that you love them so now,
my mama told me
you better shop around.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Martha the Vandellas, what a great song with a great beat, Live Wire. They reached number 42 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964. Before that, a twin spin, The Miracles, Mickey's Monkey, number 8 from 63. And we started with a number 2 tune from 1960, actually reached number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, The Miracles with Shop Around. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released from 1960 through 1964. Well, coming up, the very first number one song in the U.S. pop charts from the Marvelettes and from the Motown record label, Please Miss the Postman. Well, the Marvelettes were five high school girls from Detroit suburb Inkster, Michigan, and they scored Motown's first number one hit. The Marvelettes consisted of Gladys Horton, Katherine Anderson, Wyona Coward, Georgiana Tillman, and Wanda Young. Inkster High had a talent contest in which the girls competed. They called themselves the Cassianettes at the time. Well, Katherine recalled that we were just joking around. We broke out laughing, singing, "Well, we can't sing yet." Well, they won the first prize, which was a Motown edition. Well, when the girls showed up at Motown, they weren't quite sure what to do with them. One of the people that were there helped write the song, and he was actually a postman. His name was Freddie Gorman, and he was still dressed for his day job as a postman. Well, this song was one of the first three-track recording songs done on a tape deck that was hand-built by Motown engineer Mike McLean. Well, after the song was recorded, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided that they needed another name. Well, there was a meeting of the producers and other people at the record label, and the people of Motown thought that the group was really good, really marvelous. Well, Berry finally decided we're just going to call them the Marvelettes. Here they are, Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories.
Soul.
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Oh,
first woman that Marvin Gaye was teamed up with. That was Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells. What's the Matter With You Baby, reaching number 17 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1963. Before that, a great song. It never charted. It's really catchy, from 1964. That was R. Dean Taylor, who 7 years later would get much better chart status with a song called Indiana Wants Me. But back in 1964, that was My Ladybug, Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle was B-E-A-T-L-E, of course referencing the great Beatles invasion that was occurring during 1964. And we started with Please Mr. Postman, the Marvelettes, the first Motown number one record from 1961. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring songs released from 1960 through 1964 for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a number one song, the first one from Little Stevie Wonder from 1963, Fingertips Part 2. Well, in 1963, Stevie was called Little Stevie Wonder. He was also called the 12-year-old genius. The song coming up, Fingertips Part 2, was the first of 9 number one singles for Stevie and the second number one for Berry Gordy, behind the one we just heard, Please Mr. Postman. Well, Fingertips had been released the previous year on a studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. It wasn't a live song, it was a studio song, and Marvin Gaye played drums and piano on that song. Stevie wasn't having much success lately, releasing top 40 songs, but he was a great hit on the Motown reviews because he was so exciting, so Berry decided to record him live. The song was 7 minutes long, and so it was broken up on a 45 with part one and part two. DJs across America preferred the second side, including the spontaneous cry of what key, from a confused musician during a reprise. Well, here is Little Stevie Wonder, Fingertips, Part 2, right here on Motown Memories.
Everybody say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah! 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 Yeah!
Thank you.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, we've blown through another hour on Motown Memories. We featured all early Motown songs recorded and released between 1960 and 1964. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's motownmemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.